You don't know exactly what I say? And that's trash. You got to be better. Simple as that. Like, you got to be more efficient here. You got to get out of this break. You got to stack your DB. You got to give Josh more room to throw the ball. You got to catch that. You got to make that block. You got to get that extra effort on the touchdown block. If Jimbo break it, he up the sideline. Just different things like that. Calling out everything that you're doing wrong to make it right.
Keon Coleman. Sounds like he's really hard on himself after games. He's talking, that's what he's talking about, is how he reflects after games, I think. I don't know. Give yourself a little pat on the back once in a while, Keon. That's what I would say. Everybody's got their own ways. One of my ways is looking for tickets to Friday's Bisons game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm in the middle of, during the break anyway. I think I know where I'd want to sit. And there are seats available. Maybe they'll just go. Christian Benford's going to throw out the first pitch Friday. It's
okay.
Friday's down there, more active, and you've got maybe some. I don't know the forecast, but Max Scherzer. This is my number one thing about the Bisons, like going to Bisons games, is either there's a kid like Guerrero was coming through, or there's a legend coming down to play for them. I don't know how many innings they'll want out of Max Scherzer, but I'd want to sit. I have the seat map up right here as we're speaking. I'd want to sit. It's like 116, 118 right by the bullpen in right, because you're like, he's right in front of you warming up.
It's like light showers in the evening.
Friday,
yeah.
Light. We can handle that.
Light showers.
We can handle light showers.
It'll be refreshing.
Well, it'll be refreshing, yes. Hopefully.
It's the best I can do for you.
Hopefully they don't scratch him because it might rain. I don't know.
Right.
Was it a toe injury he had? So he pitched like for 5 minutes for Toronto, and then he went out right at the beginning of the season, and he hasn't been back.
Yeah.
This is his way back.
I didn't even know that he had done that.
I think
I remember him getting there, but I don't remember how it started and what happened. So I knew he hasn't been playing. So, it's nice that he's going to start the comeback trail in Buffalo on Friday night.
Yes, it is. One of six pitchers to win the Cy Young Award in each league.
Six.
He also has a World Series win, like a ring from a team in each league. And the American League team is different. He's been in a lot of places. Arizona in the beginning. Mets.
Right. Texas.
Texas. He won the world. He was on that Texas team that won.
That's the ring, in the AL anyway. Yeah.
His NL World Series win and Cy Young win, Washington. I think that's the team I would think of him pitching for first. Or the Bisons.
Sure.
If I'm in there on Friday, which is possible.
He's been so many places now that I don't. Did he start in Washington? Is that where? Or Detroit?
Arizona.
Arizona.
He started in Arizona.
I feel like he's been everywhere.
I know because I drafted him in an NL only league when he was a rookie. And in this league, when they go to the other league, you lose him. Like, you can get compensation, but you don't get to keep the player. So I had Max Scherzer for like maybe 2 years, and then he was traded to Detroit. I think that's what happened, and I lost him, and I never got him back.
All right.
I never got Scherzer back. So I think Arizona, I'm not positive. I'm pretty sure. But the six pitchers, do you have a guess? You want to play?
Well, Halliday would be one.
That's right.
Right? Phillies and Toronto.
Yep. These are pretty – there's maybe only one name here that you wouldn't get. If you had time to think about – like, it's greats.
Right. Yeah.
And it also skews modern because, like, we're not going back to the Warriors, or they didn't even have this award until, like, the 50s or 60s.
And guys move around so much more
now,
even more now, like Max Scherzer, for example. Like, I don't know, a guy like him would have been on the number of teams he's already been on 25 years ago. Probably not.
No way.
So,
you had to be Reggie Sanders.
Right.
25 years ago to play for this many teams.
Right.
Welcome to the show, Reggie Sanders. First time in a while.
I'm going to just retire on Halliday.
Who
are the other five?
No lies told. Roger Clemens, Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, Gaylord Perry. Perry, I thought, could stump you.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have gotten to him. Because he became, talk about a guy who played a lot of places. Let me take back my, he wouldn't have played that many places because Gaylord Perry, like old-timers games, he's got the jersey with like, you know,
yes.
20 team logos on it. So,
yes.
But the journeyman nature of his career, at least how it came to be when I like knew of him anyway,
mm-hmm.
I would never have thought of him as a dominant pitcher. Like dominant enough to win Cy Youngs in both leagues.
Yeah,
but playing in both leagues, of course, sure. Clemens was is Houston his NL, like before Houston left the NL and became AL. He went there and won.
Yes, and he won in Toronto, I think, too.
Oh, geez.
But the most amazing thing about Clemens is that he won the Cy Young Award 17 years apart.
Wow. Yeah. That is incredible.
Boston and Houston.
Yeah.
We're 17 years apart.
Yeah. Those were all really gettable. I should have dug in a little. I was thinking about Clemens, but I couldn't remember if he won it in Houston or not. So I didn't want to get a wrong guess right out of the box.
Gaylord Perry won the Cy Young for Cleveland in 1972, leading the league in wins. I think they were probably voting more based on wins in those days. But his ERA was under 2. That was like a pitcher's year, I think. And that, because 24-16, 192. The show has never sounded older than that as a pitching stat line for a season. 24-16,
right.
192, 41 starts.
40 decisions.
40 decisions, 29 complete games.
Wow.
How many leads the league now?
Five? Yeah, I don't know. Not, yeah, it's so rare.
He had 29. He had 25 or more complete games 4 years in a row, 72 through 75. And he won the Cy in San Diego in 78 when Guidry won.
In the AL.
In the AL.
All right.
How many, can I have a minute to check? How many complete games last year did you need to lead baseball?
I'm going to guess it's under 5. 3 is my guess.
Oh, I clicked the wrong button. I've got the single season. Well, while we're here, the all-time record is 75 in a season. Will White. Maybe that was for the Bisons.
Is that in the 1800s?
Yes. Okay. Oh, so in the 1800s. Complete games year by year.
Has the show ever sounded older?
I know. Last year, Framber Valdez led baseball with 2.
2? My God.
One pitcher.
Right.
In baseball last year through 2 complete games. He's no Will White, that Framber Valdez.
No, that's right. Yeah. No question about that. No siree.
Well, Scherzer's a cool thing.
Yeah, for sure. And that's absolutely sure. It's when the kids were little, the Star Wars night, like some kind of special event, all the mascots or something like that. That's going to be a, hey, you know, let's get to a Bison game. But for sure, it's nice when it coincides. I mean, not that Jamie Moyer is Scherzer, but he pitched on Star Wars night 1 year. It was a visiting player, so he wasn't on the Bisons, but still, that was pretty cool. Like, I'm going to the game already, and somebody who's pitched in hundreds of major league games is starting pitcher tonight. That's pretty cool, even if he's at the tail end of his, you know, career.
You're going to say storied career, so, and then held off?
Yeah, I don't know what I wanted.
Was Jamie Moyer's career storied?
No.
I might say different.
Yeah.
Saturday is Ninjago Day at the ballpark, by the way. We had a Ninjago phase. Sensei Wu. We might have gone to a Ninjago night at the ballpark.
Is Ninjago,
if they had
is Ninjago cards?
No, it's or, just Lego. Or, it's Lego super, like four. I wasn't ready for this question.
Okay.
It's Legos. It's like just a soup. It's like a comic.
Okay.
Superhero all stuff. Right. Sensei Wu is kind of the grandmaster. He has all knowing. The other people have different powers.
I just remember some stuff with so cards.
Every one of these is the same.
With cards and then these. Yeah.
Cars?
Cards.
Cards.
Cards. Okay. But not Pokemon. It was something else, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
We had some dumb stuff.
Did you hear about Bruce the Bat Dog since we're on baseball?
Is Bruce the Bat Dog been called up?
Yes. I never heard of Bruce the Bat Dog, but Bruce the Bat Dog, which is fun to say, try it.
Bruce the Bat Dog.
So Bruce the Bat Dog is,
I feel happier already,
is out of Rochester.
All right.
And he goes and gets the bat after every at bat, I guess. I don't know if it's every, but that's his thing. Is
sure.
He goes. He's the bat boy. He's the bat dog. Goes and gets the bat.
I like it.
Bruce. They called him up to Washington.
What says minor league baseball more than having a dog as the bat, like a bat dog?
I think a lot of things, maybe, but it's up there. It's it's something that could basically
although
spell
the,
it out.
Him being called up to the majors sort of flies in the face of that because it's not relegated to the minor leagues. He's getting a shot at the show.
Will Bruce be able to take will his game translate to the majors? Will he know like his way around Nationals Park? Maybe they have time to sort of show it to him.
I hope he's not thrown off by a bigger crowd.
Yeah, maybe there's that to consider too.
Maybe I shouldn't assume a bigger crowd because, you know, a lot of games you watch on TV, there aren't a lot of people there.
You got to make sure a dog just knows what not to do when he's on the field.
Well, sure.
Right?
There's some things you probably want to make sure,
That field, Bruce. I'm not going to be the only one to tell you, is not potty land, all right?
No,
that field
right.
is not potty land.
Yeah, you gotta not do that.
We have potty land. At my house, we have potty land. I cut potty land today.
Yeah.
The gas on my hand, the whole thing.
Right.
And we tell Margo, potty land? And then we say, well, really just myself trying to find ways to amuse myself in this troubled world.
Right.
New exhibits daily. I love new exhibits daily. I have to. If that's bragging, what can I say? I own it. I love telling Margo new exhibits daily at Potty Land. Come on, Margo, we got to put a new exhibit up, down, whatever. Time for a break. Don't you agree? Sal Capaccio will join us in 20 minutes. Bisons.com if you want tickets tonight, tomorrow for Scherzer on Friday through the weekend. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.